Today on Introductions, our guest is 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim, who makes his debut with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra next week after having won last year's Crane Mailing CSO Youth Auditions. This hour, we'll hear him in music by Beethoven, Chopin, and Liszt, right after this short break. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. Today, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim. Last year, Adam took first place in the Crane Mailing Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions, an annual competition where seven finalists compete on the stage of Orchestra Hall in front of a jury and audience for the chance to perform with the CSO. Adam will perform in a series of youth concerts for school children next week. And while the concerts are only open to school groups, we get to hear him this hour in music by Beethoven, Chopin, and Liszt. Adam studies piano with Alan Chow, Associate Professor of Piano at Northwestern University, at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians, and he's also a student at the North Shore Country Day School. The Crane Mailing CSO Youth Auditions is a project of the League of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Association, and Introductions is the media sponsor for the event. Well, welcome to WFMT, Adam. How is this competition different from all the others that you've participated in? I saw your biography, and you have a long list of successful competitions. How is this one different?
It was really different. It was intense. That I had to practice a lot. And I had to concentrate on this competition because it was a big deal for me.
I guess the stakes were a lot higher with the chance to perform with the Chicago Symphony, right? So are you looking forward to it? It's coming up on Tuesday, and I guess you have your first rehearsal on Monday. What are you thinking right now? Are you nervous a little bit?
I'm really excited.
Uh-huh.
But not nervous.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What are you most excited about?
Get to play with the greatest symphony orchestra, one of the greatest in the world.
Uh-huh.
That's.
It'll be a nice experience and also not a bad addition to your resume.
Mm-hmm.
What did you play for the auditions that caused you to win, and what will you be playing next week with the CSO?
For the audition, I played Liszt Concerto No. 1.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, I'm going to perform Beethoven Concerto No. 1.
You're going to play the third movement, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be performing this in front of school children. Maybe some of them have never heard an orchestra or even classical music before. What are you hoping that they'll get out of listening to you?
I hope they like it. I just wish.
Uh-huh. You just hope to do well, and I'm sure you will do well, and I'm sure they'll enjoy listening to you. One of the competitions that you participated in and took a bronze medal in was the International Chopin Competition in Asia, just a few years ago, I think. And so I'm going to take a guess that you have a special interest in Chopin, and I think he might even be your favorite composer. Why do you like Chopin so much? And I mention this because your first piece will be by Chopin.
It's really emotional.
Uh-huh.
It's really easy to express myself and my thoughts throughout the piece. That's why I like the piece.
So which Chopin are we going to hear you play first?
I'm going to play Chopin Scherzo, No. 1.
Mm-hmm. Opus 30. This is, mm-hmm. has a couple different parts in it, and I understand you like both the very romantic, slow parts, and then you also like to the really fortissimo, pounding the piano a little bit,
yeah.
parts.
Cracking the window.
Are these expressing different parts of your personality?
Not really.
All right, well, here is 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim now in some music by Chopin. We're going to hear him in the Scherzo No. 1, Opus 30, here on Introductions. Thank you. 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim in the Scherzo No. 1, Opus 30 by Frédéric Chopin. That was amazing, Adam. Thank you so much for that performance. Your contrasts are so amazing that I even jumped in my chair in the middle of that piece. And you play it so confidently, and you play it with such style. It's just it was just beautiful to listen to you. And you're going to perform another Chopin piece for us in the second half of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Where does this interest in Chopin come from?
I like this piece because it's really romantic.
Uh-huh.
Because it's from romantic era.
And you're going to play Liszt later, so mm-hmm. More evidence of that. Yeah.
And it's not that strict like Beethoven and Mozart, because there's really free rhythms and you can express yourself really easily.
Because of all the rubato, you have a lot of room to maneuver inside of that. Mm-hmm. Was there a teacher that got you especially interested in the Chopin, or where did you first hear it?
My teacher, my former teacher actually, he was Mr. Del Rosario.
Mm-hmm.
And he made me to play this piece because he loves Chopin. Like, he really loves Chopin.
I'm certainly glad that he made you learn this. And now I'm sure you're learning all kinds of different Chopin pieces. When I was reading your biography, I thought that a quite interesting fact about you is that after you play Chopin and all these wonderful romantic pieces and other pieces, you like to also play football, which is also interesting because you moved here to this country from Korea about 3 years ago. Is that correct? So you went from Korea, you came here, you're playing football, and you're continuing your piano studies. Was there football in Korea? How did you get into that?
No, I thought it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Be tough.
To be tough?
Yeah.
So does working out and practicing football, does it improve your piano playing?
I never get tired because I work out daily, and I got strong, and I think it helped me to practice more and more.
Have you gotten your teammates over the football team at North Shore Country Day School, have you gotten them interested in classical music? Do they come and hear you?
No. They just listen to raps.
Uh-huh.
Pumps up. Yay.
They like the music that pumps it up. Yeah. Well, you know what? Chopin pumps me up. I don't know. And apparently you too. So maybe one day you'll have to invite them to a recital of yours, or maybe to the CSO next time you make your appearance. Which town did you grow up in Korea? Just in case we have some Korean listeners maybe from that town.
I lived in Daejeon.
In Daejeon. Yeah. So when you were learning piano in Korea, did you find a difference in the instructional style in classical music between there and here?
Teachers in Korea, they are really strict, and they get really mad if you don't practice.
Uh-huh.
That was a good part, to practice harder and harder. But mm-hmm. here in America, it's a little bit free. Like, but it's good to be emotional and be thinking.
Well, next we're going to switch to some Beethoven. You're going to play a movement from the Appassionata Sonata number 23 in F minor. Which movement are you going to be playing?
First movement.
So this one's a little bit different. Like, you don't have as much room to maneuver. Is that correct? A little bit more rhythmic?
Right, right. It has a rhythm.
So is
on
this
the left uh-huh. hand and right hand, it's sort of right hand has the melody. And to be honest, I don't really like Beethoven because like if I go competition with Beethoven's, I always vomit some.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure you're going to perform this wonderfully like the rest of your music. Let's hear now the Beethoven Sonata, Piano Sonata number 23 in F minor, the Appassionata. We're going to hear the first movement performed by 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim, who makes his debut with the CSO next week. Thank you. 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim in the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 23 in F minor, opus 57, the Appassionata. Thank you, Adam. You said that Beethoven is not your favorite composer, but you performed that as if that was your most favorite piece ever. That was incredible and beautiful. Thank you so much for that performance. And remember that you can listen to this or any other performance again on our website, WFMTintroductions.com. That's also where you can upload music and YouTube videos to audition to perform on the program. We're also collecting stories about music education for a future WFMT program from any listener, professional or not. If you had a music teacher or a particular music event during your education that influenced your life, please tell us about it. Visit WFMTintroductions.com and click on Musical Memory Project on the left. There are no age restrictions. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear some more Chopin and then music by Liszt performed by 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions, WFMT's weekly showcase of Chicago's finest young musicians. I'm David Polk. And if you're just joining us, our guest is 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim, who makes his solo debut, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra next week after winning last year's Crane Mailing CSO Youth Auditions in Orchestra Hall. He'll perform in a series of youth concerts that are only open to school groups, but we get to hear him now in some more music by Chopin and then some Liszt. Adam studies piano with Alan Chow at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians, and he's also a student at the North Shore Country Day School, also on the football team, and you can learn more about the CSO Youth Auditions at cso.org/institute. Well, before we get into some more music, Adam, by your favorite composer, Chopin, let's talk a little bit about your practice routine. I know that this I know you're really talented at it, but you also work very, very hard at it. How often you practice, and what's a typical practice routine like for you?
I try to do 3 hours a day, but it doesn't happen all the time. Uh-huh. So when I practice, I just practice really slow and then take to the faster tempo.
Is it challenging to practice when you're first learning a piece to practice it really slow? You do want to make yourself go faster?
Always.
Uh-huh. I understand that before you first auditioned for the CSO Youth Auditions last year, what did you play for that again? You played a Liszt?
Liszt number one.
Number one. This was kind of a last-minute decision, I guess, and you had to practice it a lot right before that. How long were you practicing before that?
I was practicing almost all day.
Uh-huh. Like
10 hours, 9 hours to 10 hours.
10 hours a day. Wow. So, but I heard that you learned that Liszt concerto in, 1 month?
Right.
Your teacher said she had never heard of anybody learning this concerto in such a short period of time. So all of your practice paid off. Is it hard to balance practicing with your football practice?
Not at all. But I get to sleep like later than my friends. That's the only difference. So I have to do football practice and to practice piano and then do my homework.
Uh-huh.
And then it's 1 a.m.
Well, it's great that you're able to do these two things that I think kind of balance each other out, the football, and I'm sure it helps energize your performance. Who are some of your favorite pianists? For example, who are you listening to or immersing yourself in before your upcoming performance of Beethoven with the CSO?
For audition, I listened to Yundi Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And it inspired me a lot. And that made a difference.
And you also, I understand, really like Leon Fleischer.
Mm-hmm.
What about him do you like so much?
His sounds are really clean and absolutely no mistakes.
Well, Yundi Lee, former winner of the Chopin competition in Warsaw, and maybe you will enter that competition in 5 years when you're old enough to do that.
I hope so.
And we'll have to re-air this when you win and become world famous very soon. Well, we're going to hear some more Chopin next. Which Chopin are we going to hear?
Chopin Ballade, number one.
And this is one of your favorites of Chopin, is that right?
Yeah.
Why is it your favorite or one of your favorites?
It's divided into slow section and fast section. And for the slow section, I can express, I can take my time and enjoy the melody. And for the faster tempo, I get really exciting. And that makes
you excited as well. Well, here's 16-year-old Adam Kim again in some more music by Chopin. We're going to hear his Ballade number 1 here on Introductions on 98.7 WFMT. fantastic performance of Chopin's Ballade No. 1, performed by 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. He makes his CSO solo debut next week in a series of youth concerts. That was just amazing, Adam. I was just wondering during that if maybe Chopin was coming through your brain and playing it for you. You could definitely tell that this is your favorite piece of music, and it was interesting to watch you because during much of the piece, you're looking up at the sky. What are you thinking of when you're playing these pieces?
I'm thinking of this old guy in this winter getting hungry and just imagine that poor image and just sort of put it into my music.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to one day hearing a lot more Chopin out of you. What are your future dreams for piano? What do you hope to do one day? Do you want to be a professional pianist?
Not really.
No? You don't want to be a professional?
I want to play the piano for people, but for myself, I want to do a business.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you could be a businessman who plays
piano.
Piano, on the side, just for fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just CSO 1 week and then business meeting the next week, right?
It's my dream.
It's your dream. Well, it's a great dream. And we'll look forward to keeping track of your progress, which is already so advanced at 16 years old. You're going to end on something a little bit easier. No, just kidding. Something extremely difficult. You're not giving yourself much of a break here. Some lists Mazeppa Transcendental Etude. Very difficult, and also has an interesting story behind this. It's based on a poem. Can you give us a quick summary of what the Mazeppa is all about?
It was inspired by this guy, Victor Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a poem named Mazeppa. And this Mazeppa is punished for a love affair and strapped onto a wild horse. And that's the story. And at the end, Mazeppa survives and be a crowned king. So he wins.
So the end of the piece is very exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the whole piece is exciting.
Really exciting.
Well, we're going to end today's hour on this final piece performed by 16-year-old Adam Kim. We're going to hear the Mazeppa Transcendental Etude by Liszt here on 98.7 WFMT.
Thank you.
the Mazeppa Etude by Franz Liszt, performed by 16-year-old pianist Adam Kim, here on Introductions on 98.7 WFMT. And that's all we have time for this hour. Thank you so much, Adam, for that wonderful recital here on the radio. And I wish you the best of luck during your debut with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra next week. The concerts are only open to school groups, but we will put this program on our website, WFMTintroductions.com, and you can listen to this over and over again if you want. That's also where you can submit a favorite memory of a music teacher or an event in your music education for an upcoming WFMT program. You do not have to be a professional or even a practicing musician. All ages are encouraged. We welcome your comments about the program. Our address is introductions@WFMT.com and find us on Facebook. You can learn more about the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Crane Mailing CSO Youth Auditions on their website, cso.org/institute. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Mary Mazurek. Our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on 98.7 WFMT.